They're more things to gain. Yeah, things I enjoy more.
Like what?
History.
Okay, you can stop.
Carry your conversation.
I'm Kelly Craze.
I'm Rodney Copeland.
Nice to meet you. Sigma Alpha Mu, but on campus?
Yeah. Sandy's?
Sandy's, yeah, okay, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm in Alpha Phi Omega. It's a co-ed service fraternity on campus. We run the
Okay, yeah.
What's your major?
Marketing.
I'm an organizational communication major.
Oh, okay, so that's why you're taking this course.
Yeah, why are you taking it?
Heard it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Easy course.
Yeah.
So far. What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Junior? Freshman?
Freshman, huh?
Going through pledge year, class?
It's rough.
It's a pain.
That's when I pledged my freshman year. My grades took a nosedive, but they got better later on, so.
Yeah, I had to drop a class because of that.
It gets very time consuming.
It is, like, we're building like a party, it's called Manic City. Big party's like our worst party.
Yeah,
we do that. It's in 2 weeks.
Ah.
And it's just really time consuming, they're there day and night.
Yeah, but I've driven through that area of town and seen when they have big parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of things that they were building. And where are you from?
Dallas.
Dallas, I'm from Huntsville. Little bitty town. Prison writing, all that good stuff.
Do you go to it a lot?
I did when I was a little kid, but I haven't been back much since I've been
out. Yeah, same here.
What part of Dallas are you from?
North Dallas.
I have some friends from Richardson and Carrollton.
Really? It's about where we're from, Richardson, around here. You know what high school? Richardson High School.
Shit, I can't remember. The main one that I know is Heather Herndon. She's got a little sister that's probably close to your age. Lauren?
Maybe I met her.
I'm not sure what high school though. It may have been Richardson.
Probably. It's a big one on there.
Yeah. Well, how do you like your tea?
It's fun. It's fun.
Is it a big change from high school?
Oh, yeah.
Was your high school really big?
Yeah, about 2,000 people.
Mine was only about 1,200, so it was pretty funny when I came in. Wow, there are more people at UT than within my entire county, so it was like, oh my god, it's really bad.
I like Austin.
Yeah, it's a fun place to be.
I like it a lot. Yeah. It's great, there's a lot of stuff to do here. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Where do you party?
Right there.
Y'all have good parties?
All the time. All the time.
That's the typical thing
all
that you hear about Greeks and everything.
All the time. So why'd you go Alpha Phi Omega? Do that?
My sister was in it, and it was co-ed, and I didn't want to do sorority, and it's service. And I was real involved with service type things like Key Club and everything when I was in high school. And so that's just, I just got involved with it.
Were y'all the one who did that party today?
No, we worked the beer pour part of it and took some of the tickets, but yeah.
It's fun.
I didn't get to do it.
Well, is it fun? And what do y'all do?
Yeah,
just besides carry the flag.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of projects. We do the blood drive and I'm wearing my blood drive
t-shirt. Well, we do a bounce for beats. For the Heart Association?
Yeah, with the basketballs down in the West Mall. Yeah, I've seen that. We do the tub pull.
Okay.
The bath rubs and everything. Yeah, we did that. It was last week.
Yeah, we're collecting money right now.
Where do you live?
Adobe.
Yeah. I live in Riverside in Village Glen Apartments. You know where that is?
No.
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
I used to live in Scottish Rite Dormitory on campus. I'm glad to be out there.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends who live there. They like it. Yeah, I'm sure they can like that.
Well, it's okay as long as like you don't have the curfew and all that.
Yeah.
Because I never had the curfew.
When they change it?
Well, no, your parents.
Oh, yeah, that's right, your parents can't
consider
it. That's different.
Mm-hmm. going on.
Parents might think you're in college.
Yeah.
You can go out after midnight.
Exactly, yeah. So mom put me on the car couch, won't come home. And she decided that was probably right, so she just didn't do it.
True.
But.
Well, what's organizational?
Okay, it's a speech major with the business aspect to it. And what we basically study is like relationships and interpersonal relations within businesses, like employer-employee relations, and how to improve them and the theories of it and things. It ties in a lot with management. So it's pretty interesting. I like it. Yeah. It's not as difficult, I don't think, as going to the business school to get that aspect. Okay. I was a business major. I have five majors at this point.
Really?
Yeah, but I really like org comm. It's more what I want to do. So.
It's a pain.
Yeah. What are you taking?
Right now I'm taking ego, psych, speech. That's it.
Mm.
Because I dropped biology.
Is it 302?
Yeah.
No, it's
PA. Fabritius. He's a TA.
Never heard of him.
But there are so many, you have to get like 9 out of 11 courses. There's 11 required, you have to take 9 of them.
Yeah. And having 2.5 of all this, that's.
Right now, that ain't going too good.
Yeah. I've got some friends who are business majors that are really suffering through to pull it out of the 2.5 mark. Understand. It's no fun.
Yeah, but I'm trying. Next semester will be a little easier.
Yeah. What speech class are you taking?
Interpersonal.
Oh, obviously.
Well,
dumb.
There's another one that I did.
Oh no, I'm in nonverbal.
Nonverbal.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to take interpersonal. In fact,
interpersonal's just relationships.
Yeah.
It's like he tells us how to pick up people. Pick up girls, how to fight, how not to fight.
He's a great teacher.
He's
wild.
Never had a teacher like that.
Yeah, just entertaining to the core.
Phil Donahue.
Yeah, a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. That's, for my major, either interpersonal or nonverbal are required. And then you can take, six other speech classes or whatever above and beyond the ones that are required, and so I was thinking about taking the interpersonal also, but nonverbal was a better time for me than right now, so I took it because of him, because I heard that he was a wonderful teacher.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of people told me. Mm-hmm. But, you have to do that. It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a weird study.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
What kind?
Datsun.
Datsun. And the Cougar. Boy, that was a boring second.
They're not wrong. I just got it. It's new.
Oh, really? A
couple weeks ago.
Ah, so. Fun toy, yes.
Yeah.
So, what are your hobbies?
Play soccer. Basically all sports. Football.
Are you big into the intramurals and everything?
Yeah, like in about 50. I hope that clock's not right, but at 8 o'clock I got a soccer game. Get out of here.
It's only 7:15.
Okay, clock is set back.
Yeah.
I was looking up there, basically. I played soccer for 16 years.
Oh gosh, that's
well, 14 years.
Gosh,
it's a great sport. I quit when I quit last year. Kind of was coming here. There is take it. Get somewhere to play a soccer scholarship or come here. Just come here. There's no future in soccer.
There isn't. Wouldn't think that.
There isn't. There's nothing in it.
Well, do the Seniors have a soccer team or not?
Yeah.
Boy, if you have a fight, a big one in intramurals, pretty often we. It's terrible, but we have fun, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's a
fun. I'm sure y'all will play this and you'll probably laugh the whole time. So, who are these characters out here?
Well,
Well, what else do you like to do?
Basically everything. Hunt.
Grappling.
What class are you in?
At speech.
What?
You're talking about a speech class?
Yeah.
At 319.
What's
that? It's business and professional speaking.
Mm-hmm. They have extra credit here too?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dr. Daly's class?
It's under Dr. Whitehead. Her name is Dolores Langieri. But she's kind of, I guess Dr. Whitehead is the head of the, I think he's the head of the speech department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought, you know, it was our teacher that was going to have these.
Mm-hmm.
You know Dr. Daly is?
Mm-hmm.
He teaches on interpersonal and nonverbal.
Okay, he asked me that out there and I didn't know. Our teacher, I guess maybe not enough people signed up in the NOS class or something. They just want to get people that didn't know each other.
No, I mean, that's true. Are you a speech major?
No, I'm in accounting. I'm in business. In accounting and business, you have to take a speech course. A lot of people take linguistics. It's what's called business with professional speaking. But I was real nervous about getting up in front of people speaking. Now that's why I decided to take this.
Oh, and you have to do projects and stuff?
Yeah, we don't have actual speeches, but it's you learn about the different types and different attributes of people who give good speeches and whatnot.
Does it help a lot?
I'm getting better. I mean, Miss Winger, we gave a taped speech in here, and then we got to go watch it. Each person got to watch down, and you see a lot of things that you don't normally realize that you do. Like stuttering or looking down or feeling with your hands or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty informative.
This class is not that have anything to do. You don't have to be able to speak or anything. That's why I took it. RTF's my major. All I need six classes in communications that's outside RTF. So you just have to. It's kind of like how people relate to each other and stuff.
What is this? Is there two? Is it one interpersonal and one's personal, or is this one class?
It's like a giant class, like 500 people. And interpersonal, the same guy teaches interpersonal and nonverbal. And like nonverbal, I guess it's just gestures and stuff. I don't know how I'm taking it, or I'm going to. Interpersonal is like, it's kind of weird. He does all the sorts of stuff, and demonstrations, and he asks for volunteers and stuff. But it's just a lecture course, and you sit there and take notes. He only gives two tests a semester. He gives, and for each test, he gives a retest. He gives the same test twice, but the questions are like really ambiguous. So it's, and then he has one paper and two tests. So if you don't get on one test, then you're for the whole semester.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that are like in RTF. One graduated this, I guess he graduated in May, and I've got another friend who's like a junior in RTF.
Really, you too?
Mm-hmm.
Or how they like it, because I haven't got
It's hard to say. One, I don't know if you know a guy named Kurt Hall.
Yeah.
I imagine he's not pretty good because he's probably a junior. He's still here. And I guess he likes it. He works for like when we have football games, I remember he worked for ABC here, like on some of the televised stuff.
That's pretty neat. Okay.
Get to do those. And then another guy I work with him now, I work at a place where we do Reaper graphics. It's like blueprints and I'll just do like copying that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we sell stuff to architects. And he works there. He's a salesman. What he really wanted to do is be like a sell advertising for radio stations, like where you go out and you form an account with, like, say, Capital Chevrolet or something, to do, $5,000 worth of advertising. So you said, look, we can do 30-second spots for you on the air.
Did he just want to negotiate the sales, or is he going to actually?
Well, it's kind of negotiating the sales, and then it's getting them set up and making sure that their stuff does get on the air and just, things like that. And, I'm pretty sure that's what he's into. Right now, he said the market's pretty, kind of hard up to find a job. Of course, that's in anything that's going to have to do with just radio or RTF and engineering.
Yeah.
I guess he liked it.
Did he follow radio or TV?
I imagine it was mainly radio and advertising. That's what he said. I don't think he wants to be a DJ or anything. He wants to You know, it's like, even he said he could even, you know, work like for a television station and sell, you know, commercials or whatever, so you know, time for commercials.
I'm surprised he wasn't an advertising major.
He just, it was an RTF, but I guess he just, well, he started out as a business, so he may have been like marketing and then switched over.
Yeah.
That's, I have getting some other things that were like marketing majors. See, marketing in the business school is pretty hard, but advertising, I guess, it's in communications. Yeah, it's quite a bit easier, and mainly, I mean, pretty much you'll step in the same type of job coming out from advertising or marketing.
Really?
I don't know. I would seem.
It seems like it. It seems like
yeah.
I would have.
Well, this one guy, the one I was thinking about when I mentioned that, his dad owns a radio station in Houston, and really he, I guess he was doing marketing because he thought it'd be good to, you know, market the station and get it, you know, I guess rated number one or whatever in Houston.
What station is it?
It's,
KJBQ or?
No, it's Magic, MA.
Magic 102?
Yeah, Magic 102.
Oh, really? His dad owns it?
Well, or his part owner or something. He's got a large share.
That's
he may be someone, but, yeah, no, he's, you know, he pretty much has a job when he graduates. It's just a matter of getting out of the University of Texas with a degree, which is pretty much what he wants, and getting a degree that'll kind of help him out.
Well, I want to go more into film than anything, but it's really closed.
Make movies or?
Yeah, but you know, I can start out like making documentaries and stuff and make movies for companies.
Yeah, I went to, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Sundance Corporation.
No, what's that?
It's a thing. It was made by Robert Redford, and or just, and I guess it's something he just decided to do, kind of as a tax break for one, and just something he, you know, when you get, you know, up there to the top, you want to help out the little people. And he, it's a corporation that raises money to help out people who like make their own documentaries. And I went to a party this summer. They had a birthday party for him out at this ranch out west of Austin, and he was there. And all the money was raised that was raised at the party. The tickets were real expensive. I got to go for free because my girlfriend worked for like one of the guys who's putting on the party. Mm-hmm. And just raises the money. And what they do is, like, if you have a real good documentary and you have something that's real good and you have all your facts down and all you need is the money to film it and produce it and edit it and, you know, whatever, you just go to him. I guess he just kind of makes you a loan and gives you some sort of grant.
Yeah.
Out of the, so it's pretty interesting.
Did you get to meet him?
No, I saw him a few times. I never really walked up and talked to him.
Was it a pretty big party?
It was pretty big. In fact, I think the tickets were like $400 a couple. So they raised mm-hmm. quite a bit of money. And then the man who put it on, his name's Jack Crosby. He owns like some buildings downtown. He owns this place called One American Center. That's going to be about the biggest building in Austin here when it gets finished in 1985. And he, well, one of his sons, I guess one of the reasons he was interested in, he's got one son, I think, lives in California right now and makes movies like that. Of course, his dad's real rich, so he can, you know, afford to do stuff. And he's got another son that lives here that is kind of into the same thing where they, I don't really know what their documentaries consist of, if they're all one subject or if they're just, you know, whatever at the time that they're interested in.
Yeah, I think I might start with documentaries. Like my roommate is she's a biology major right now, and then she might take a double major because she wants to make biology films. Right. She might take RTF in biology. Or what, I guess she's like microbiology, something like that major. So, I don't know, she's kind of interested in that. But I think if you graduate just with an RTF degree, it's not really a good guarantee of, you know, success. But with the marketing, you know, I'm taking a bunch of business classes and stuff, so maybe I could, like, make films for a company or do promotionals for companies and just start out, you know, because...
Yeah, mainly it's just getting a start because, like, right now I'm accounting. And as long as I get out there and work for 2 years, that's all I need. Because after you work for 2 years, it's not necessarily where you graduated or what your GPA was. It's, you know, where'd you work or, you know, what'd you do while you were there.
Where are you thinking about going on?
I don't know. I kind of either want to get with like some computer firm, maybe it's a small computer firm, something that's growing, and just do like their accounting, or somebody like an investment place and do, you know. I don't know if I want to be just a straight accountant, you know, CPA type. I might end up trying to get the CPA, but I don't know if that's, I really don't want to be an accountant. I want to do something like more in the finance field of investments and venture capitalists. You know, that like people either give them money to invest or they go out and like we'll buy a building and, you know, try to fix it up and then sell it and things like that.
What year are you?
I'm just a sophomore right now. Right now I'm pre-business, but I have to apply for upper division this February, I guess.
Oh, really? Are you having hours or do you have February?
not 60, but see, only in business, you have to
stop.
What's your name?
Jim.
I'm Andrea.
Andrea, mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How'd you get into this one?
Speech
319?
Yeah, the extra credit points.
Yeah. Points?
Yeah.
Just one.
I get two.
You get two?
Yeah, don't you?
No, we get one.
No, no, but he said he told me we get two because it's extra long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good. Have you already gotten one?
No.
I
was going to say, we're getting discriminated against. We get two.
Yeah,
did he just told you that?
Yeah, as long as I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
He said, yeah, for 2 minutes, so. But, who are you?
Junior. Yeah. And you?
Senior.
Senior?
Yeah, senior.
I like you.
If I did get my classes.
Yeah, with GPA, you keep it up.
Yeah. I think this class is going to be easy. How'd you do in the first test?
I think, oh, well, I made like 80 when I returned.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lot easier. I thought it was a lot better, though. A couple of people made 96. I don't know, probably the same test. So.
Huh?
What wasn't the same test, though, for every class?
No. You're in the 10:30, right?
What?
Are you in the 10:30?
No, Wednesday.
Okay.
Tuesday?
Are you nonverbal or interpersonal?
No, business and professional speaking.
Oh, okay. I'm nonverbal. Professional speaking?
Well, it's business and professional speaking.
Oh.
So.
Y'all get up there and give speeches?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, we have to come over here once and give a speech. Burn up the camera and stuff. And you have to go look at yourself.
How do you do?
Not that good. It's pretty shaky when you're knowing your own film and stuff. Some people were funny that put on a show, but it was not. Well, it wasn't that good as my first oral speech in a long time.
I had to do some
funny. I had to do all a couple, like Kennedy speech, you know, inaugural speech.
Oh, really?
Long stuff like that. Wasn't very good.
What's those people on Tuesday for?
I don't know.
Did you see all of them?
Yeah, lined up.
He's lined up going through the building?
I don't know what they're doing.
They're filming something. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe someone's. Maybe they won't be there soon. That's what we have to
do. No, I'm going to leave right after this.
Really?
Yeah, we're hitting 6th Street.
Alright. Good luck.
Huh?
Good luck. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go right.
Margarita Bell time.
Yeah. Been a few days.
Did you go down there Halloween?
Yeah. Were you down there?
Yeah.
What, were you just outside or in the bars?
Well, I was in 6th Street Live and out. Mostly out.
Yeah. Did you dress up?
Yeah. I wasn't a good costume though. We had a couple of us had like these, it's like paper jumpsuit. It's for these, they use my seismograph crew. Just like a paper jumpsuit. Anyway, it was supposed to be the movie, The Right Stuff, was Astronauts. It wasn't that neat. But what were you?
I was a space girl.
Space girl, huh?
Yeah. I dressed up Saturday, but not Halloween night.
Yeah.
But we went down there both nights.
What is, like, you had the wires coming out of you?
No, I had a gold and silver outfit on, gold boots. Glitter all over my face.
Yeah.
Couldn't have missed me.
I probably did. You see that guy running around the chainsaw?
Yeah, he came with the Wiley where we were.
Oh,
he turned that thing on? Did he have the chain in it?
No.
And the blade?
No. The blade was off. That is still, it's scary.
Ew, he was creepy. Yeah, he came in.
Yeah, it was.
He just turned it on and
was
doing to everybody.
That's, so he's running around outside, running around, flashing that thing.
Weird. Did you see the flasher? Guy with his raincoat?
I saw one that had a, like a sock and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of those guys.
A little bit strange.
Yeah, I think there's more than one of those guys. Huh?
Yeah.
For sure.
What did you do that for?
I just dissertation.
Dissertation?
Or his thesis or whatever. I don't know.
Don't forget to watch yourself.
Probably was us.
What's your major?
I'm petroleum management.
Are you? I'm going to make that. You know what?
Yeah.
You know Chris Casey?
No.
She's that. And then she started to panic last year, so she got double majored in finance too.
Really?
She's worried about
another
like
friend of mine doubled the finance.
The
last year it was pretty bad. Everyone went to him.
Are you worried?
Yeah, but a little bit. So if I don't get out for a year, and maybe, you know,
maybe it'll change.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Up in West Texas. Big Spring.
Big Spring?
Yeah. Big Spring, no, it's only one spring.
Oh.
Yeah, it's up by Midland.
Oh, yeah. Big town?
Mm. No, it's a cow town. Well, cotton town. Fall town, I guess.
You gonna go back there?
I'll probably go to Midland.
Oh, really? It's a boom town, huh?
I think Austin's more great.
Yeah.
And today I just busted my lip. Yeah.
You bust your lip?
Fat spot.
You what?
There's a little fat spot on my lip. I was playing basketball and this guy hit me in the mouth.
Oh.
The boy landed down. Yeah, I hit him back.
Good.
Yeah. Did a lot.
Well, that's good.
I keep biting it though.
Well, you just can't make it worse.
No, okay. You have band-aids?
Yeah,
no, where are you from?
Dallas.
Good day, you know. But you expect to go back?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back for a while.
Okay.
I don't know what I want to do. I want to work at a travel company, but they're based in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in Minnesota. It's a travel company that travels around the world.
What's your major?
Advertising. But I hate it.
You hate it?
Well, I hate it, but...
You want to change this or senior year?
No, I don't want to change it. I want to just get out. I want to get out.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think I want to go to advertising.
No?
I want to do something traveling.
Like, well, there's a, maybe Mount Kenowitz advertising for travel agencies or something.
Yeah, I thought of that. But this one company I have a good chance with. It's based in Minnesota and I have to live in all that snow.
Black Tech.
Yeah.
I have a couple nights from Minnesota.
Do you?
Just cold,
uh-huh.
Water.
I talked to someone there today, like 20 degrees.
Just, tons of legs.
No. You better than this hot, humid weather.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe somewhere in between.
No, this is worse.
I think Denver would be cool if I could get a job.
Yeah. That's pretty. That'd be nice. It's cold there, though.
Yeah. Better than Minnesota, though.
Yeah.
Well, not at all. If you want to fish or something. No. Minnesota would be a bad place.
I've never
been.
You in Dallas?
Yeah. I would maybe, if I could get a job there, I could always live there.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's a good place. You been down Greenville and everything?
Yeah.
Did you go for OU?
Yeah.
The game?
Oh, no, I didn't go to OU last year. I got burned on my tickets. My mom was like, they get seasons, and they gave the extra tickets to my sister. She doesn't even get a UT.
Where did she go?
She got out. She just lives in Dallas.
Oh. What part of Dallas does she live in?
I'm not sure. Let's see.
North Dallas?
North
downtown?
Open the Southwest Freeway, was it Central Expressway?
Yeah.
That, you know where that FINA is? Gold Towers, FINA?
Oh, yeah.
It's...
No, the Gold Towers of Merrill Lynch?
I don't know, FINA, American Petro-FINA, those buildings? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I'm not sure the area. It's out that way, though.
Is it near Greenville, that whole area?
It's sort of near
Village Greenville. And all that stuff?
Sort of.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit out there. But I guess generally it's better.
Yeah. I'm business with Dan.
One sister, one brother. My brother's younger, my sister's older.
Are you a middle child?
Yeah.
Are you a midwife?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
How about you?
I'm the oldest of six.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you neglected?
No.
First child never gets neglected.
Wow. Middle doesn't really either. They just say that.
I know.
You really don't.
When you're 30, you think you did. Blame it on.
Right. See what else. Tell me something else to say about yourself.
Well, I saved, you know, Dolly Parton the other day.
You did?
No. I don't have any exciting news, I don't think.
Wilkinson, what's your name?
I'm Doug King.
Okay. What are you classified as?
So
probably my sophomore.
Same here.
Major.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you what do you think your major will be?
I need to make a lot of money.
Really?
Maybe y'all finance or real estate.
Really?